Hey, baby. Yeah, I just got home. It's been a really long day. Not to mention it's been raining all day and all night. So, it makes it a little difficult to concentrate, get things done, you know, motivation. But I'm just happy to be home with you. What are you? How did I know? Harry Potter. Makes sense. Chamber of Secrets. What part are you on? You know, I'm only going based off the movie. I didn't get that far in the book. I know. Shame me all you want, but I know the important things. Like how I'm a Slytherin and you're a... Yes. That. Hey, it's not my fault. I was, 10 reading them? It was a lot for my small brain to handle. You done shaming me now? I would like to give a proper greeting to my most of the time loving boyfriend. I missed you. How was your day? Yeah, I think everyone had a hard time focusing today. The rain makes it virtually impossible. Oh, I must admit, it is very calming now that I'm home. I hope you weren't waiting up for me for long. I know rain can make just about anyone super sleepy super quickly. Good. Well, at least today wasn't too rough for you. At least you... Oh, I'm sorry, was that too close? You say that, but the way your whole body twitched, especially your cock. Well, baby, I think we have a predicament here. I can certainly help alleviate this issue. However, I need your consent first. No pressure, but I know soon enough you'll need to take care of it, so why not have your willing girlfriend do it for you? Of course, my love. I can be gentle. Besides, anything but gentle would simply ruin the tranquil mood. No. Why don't you tell me about your day while my fingers just... graze up and down the shaft. You had a big project today. Okay, what was the project about? Is it the same one that you were working on last week, or is this... this is the big project. Okay. Now, what does that entail? I want as much detail as possible, baby. Don't squirm too much. You know that only makes it worse. I'd say keep going. Your boss, he told you to do. Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah. No touching. Only I can. Right, yeah. So your coworker, Sarah, she had to do the research for it. Okay. Something tells me that you're not done with this story. And yet you're already super hard. God, baby, I didn't know my touch did this to you. I knew it had an effect on you, but this, so quickly. Well, you never fail to amaze me. Well, since you are nice and hard for me, that shiver that went down your spine when I gripped your cock, put my hand all the way around it, and squeezed it ever so gently. Baby, you know what that shiver does to me. Well, you have two options here. You can either keep telling your story while I stroke your cock, or you could stop telling your story and just listen to me. The rain, the sounds that you're making. Light wet sounds from your breakup. Yeah, I knew you'd pick the second one. Alright, well, relax as much as you can. Listen to the rain. Listen to me as I guide you to your orgasm. That's it, baby. Gentle strokes. Up and down. That's how you wanted it, right, my love? Yeah. Look me in my eyes. show me how much you want to come for me. Yeah. Which one is it that's bringing you over the edge? Is it all of the above? Tell me. Which one is it? You're twitching so much more now. Are you ready to come? Yeah. Everything in me to hold myself back. You wanna come, baby? Yeah, tell me how badly you wanna come for me. Tell me. Beg. Oh, you messy little thing. Good job, baby. You did so well. It's okay, baby. Jesus, you've made quite the mess. If I properly clean you up, I feel it may only escalate things further. So, let me just clean up what I can. All over my fingers. It tastes so good. I'm so proud of you, baby. As much as I would love to clean you up, I can't ruin the mood. Go get cleaned up. And then when you're done, maybe you could read me some Harry Potter. How's that sound? Yeah. I know how much you love the books, so I told you, tonight's about you. Now, go get cleaned up, baby. I love you too.